You know, I noticed something very important this morning.
Ved I hvad, jeg lagde mærke til noget meget vigtigt her til morgen.
I've noticed before that when Birgit wants everybody to come into the room.
Jeg har lagt mærke til før, når Birgit gerne vil have alle kommer ind i lokalet her.
She rings a bell.
Så ringer hun med sådan en klokke.
And this morning she didn't ring the bell. Did you notice?
Og her til morgen ringede hun ikke med klokken. Lagde mærke til det.
And the first time I saw it, I remember saying, I want one of those so that I can ring the bell in the house when I need Karen.
Første gang jeg så det, så sagde jeg til Birgit, sådan en klokke vil jeg have derhjemme, så jeg kan ringe med den, når jeg har brug for Karen.
And what happened then?
Og hvad skete der så?
Was there Birgit bought a bell?
Det skete det, at Birgit købte en
and
klokke.
And she was about to present it to me on a Sunday morning here in the church.
Som hun var lige ved at give til mig her en søndag morgen i kirken.
And she gave it to Karen instead.
Og i stedet for gav den til Karen.
And I said, that doesn't matter.
Og jeg sagde, det er okay.
We'll pop in the store center on the way home and I'll get a bigger bell.
Vi kører forbi storcenteret på vejen hjem, og så kører jeg en endnu større klokke.
But I noticed this morning,
men jeg lagde mærke til her til morgen,
you didn't need the bell,
at du ikke havde brug for klokken.
Stefan just started to play with the keyboard.
Stefan begyndte bare at spille lidt på keyboardet.
And everybody came in.
Og så kom folk ind.
Now the bell hasn't worked in our house.
Klokken har ikke virket hjemme ved os.
So maybe I just need to get a keyboard.
Så måske skal jeg bare have et keyboard.
And that'll do it instead.
Og så kan jeg bruge det i stedet for.
Oh yeah. Saying that me on the keyboard doesn't sound great, so.
Konceptet med mig på et keyboard lyder ikke super godt.
All right. Well, I want to share a word that I feel God's put on my heart for us this morning.
Jeg vil gerne dele et budskab, som jeg føler Gud har lagt på mit hjerte her til morgen.
We've been going through this series of heroes in the Bible.
Vi er gået igennem sådan et tema med helte fra Bibelen.
And somehow connecting it with maybe our story as well.
Som vi har prøvet at forbinde med vores egne historier.
And the title of my message this morning.
Titlen på mit budskab her til morgen.
Is I want to call it Heroes of Purpose.
Det er jeg vil kalde det helte af formål.
I've got three characters I want to talk about.
Jeg har tre personer jeg gerne vil tale om.
I want to make it clear from the beginning.
Og jeg vil gerne gøre det klart her fra start af.
But I'm not going to be doing an in-depth study on each of those characters. You'd be happy to know.
Kommer ikke til at lave sådan en dybdegående undersøgelse eller studie af de tre.
Otherwise we'd be here for a long time.
Ellers så ville det blive en meget lang formiddag.
But I want to pick up a principle that they all seem to identify with.
Men jeg vil gerne tale om et princip, som det ser ud til at alle de her tre helte identificerer sig med.
And that is all they all found their purpose.
Og det var at de alle sammen fandt deres formål i livet.
So the three characters I want to talk about.
Så de tre karakterer eller personer jeg gerne vil tale om.
Is David.
Det er David.
Jeremiah.
Jeremias.
And Paul.
Og Paulus.
So I want to start with a scripture in Psalm 139.
Så jeg vil gerne starte med at læse Salme 139.
I'll read from verse 13 to 17. Shall I just do it all the way through first? So, Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 17, David says this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them."
Så vi læser fra Salme 139, vers 13-17. Det var dig, der dannede mine nyrer. Du flettede mig sammen i min mors liv. Jeg takker dig, fordi jeg er underfuldt skabt. Underfulde er dine gerninger. Jeg ved det fuldt ud. Mine knogler var ikke skjult for dig, da jeg blev formet i det skjulte, blev vævet i jordens dyb. Da jeg endnu var et foster, havde du mig for øje. Alle dagene stod skrevet i dit bog, de var formet, før en eneste af dem var kommet. Hvor er dine tanker dyrebare for mig? Hvor stor er dog summen af dem, Gud?
What I found really fascinating about this scripture.
Det jeg fandt virkelig fascinerende omkring det her skriftsted.
Is that David connects destiny.
Det er, at David han forbinder en slags skæbne eller formål.
With him being formed in his mother's womb, like being created.
Med det at han er blevet skabt inde i hans mors mave.
So you notice it here when he talks about, you know, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
Så I lægger mærke til når han skriver det her med at du satte mig sammen i min mors liv.
And then later on in verse 16 he says that all the days ordained for me were written in your book.
Og i vers 16 hvor han siger at alle dagene i mit liv var allerede skrevet i din bog.
And I think what David is wanting to say to us.
Jeg tror det David prøver at sige til os, det er.
Is that each and every single one of us is created for purpose.
Det er at vi er hver eneste af os er skabt med et formål.
So every single one of us are wired in a particular way.
Så vi er hver især sat sammen på en helt bestemt måde.
So we're not an accident or anything like that.
Så vi er ikke bare en tilfældighed eller et uheld.
I often love to tell young people.
Jeg holder ofte at sige til unge mennesker.
Because sometimes you know there's a struggle with a sense of self-worth.
For der er ofte sådan en kamp med selvværd.
I'll say that God never made a mistake.
Jeg siger til dem, at Gud han har aldrig begået en fejl.
And he's never created a dud.
Oh, he's never created
a dud like something you would just push away. You know?
Okay, it's, han har aldrig skabt noget, der ikke var noget værd eller var skulle bruges til noget.
God has never made a mistake.
Gud har aldrig begået en fejl.
Do you agree with that this morning?
Er I enige i det her til morgen?
Every single one of us is created for destiny and for purpose.
Ja, hver eneste af os er skabt med et formål og med noget vi skal.
Now it might take us some time to discover that purpose.
Det tager muligvis noget tid at finde ud af, hvad det er for et formål vi har.
But you can guarantee that God wants to take us into a direction where we are actually stepping into destiny and purpose.
Men du kan være helt sikker på at Gud ønsker at tage os ind i en retning hvor vi kan træde ind i det formål som han har skabt os med.
I personally believe that it's one of the most satisfying things and fulfilling things in life.
Jeg tror personligt på at det er en af de mest tilfredsstillende ting at opdage i livet.
To discover why God has put us on this earth.
At opdage hvorfor Gud har sat os på den her jord.
And what are we here for?
Hvorfor er vi her?
How am I wired?
Hvordan er jeg sat sammen?
What gifting have I got?
Hvilke gaver har jeg fået?
What does God want me to do?
Hvad er det Gud ønsker jeg skal gøre?
And David is very clear about connecting this idea of creation with purpose.
Og David han er meget tydelig i det her med at koble ideen om at være skabt med formål.
This idea here of there's a book written.
Den her idé om at der er skrevet en bog.
David says here that all the days ordained for me were written in your book.
David siger her i skriftstedet, at alle de dage, der var givet til mig, de er skrevet i din bog.
I find that really fascinating.
Det finder jeg meget fascinerende.
I don't know what David is talking about when he refers to this book.
Jeg ved ikke, hvad David han taler om, når han henviser til den her bog.
I don't know whether it's like a literal book.
Jeg ved ikke, om der er en faktisk fysisk bog.
Or whether David is speaking metaphorically.
Eller om det er en metafor, David bruger.
But apparently there's a book written about our lives.
Men der er åbenbart, ser det ud til, en bog, der er skrevet om vores liv.
And it has in it God's perfect plan for our lives.
Og i den står Guds perfekte plan for vores liv.
I don't know about you, but I want to read that book.
Jeg ved ikke med jer, men jeg vil gerne læse den bog.
What does that book say about me?
Hvad siger den bog om mig?
Because I want to step into what that book says about me.
Jeg vil gerne træde ind i det, hvad den bog siger om mig.
And I'm sure you do as well.
Og det er jeg sikker på, at I også gerne vil.
A perfect plan.
En perfekt plan.
And me and Karen often pray this verse here.
Karen og jeg beder ofte over det her vers.
We pray it about our lives.
Vi beder det for vores egen
liv. Say, Holy Spirit, we give you permission to cause us to walk in the perfect plan.
Vi siger, Helligånd, vi giver dig lov til at hjælpe os til at gå i den perfekte plan.
Let every word that's written in that book about my life and about Karen's life come true.
Lad hver ord, som er skrevet i den bog om vores liv, blive til virkelighed.
By the way, and I think I'll probably come back to this a little later.
Jeg kommer muligvis tilbage til det senere.
But I think you can also pray it for other people too.
Men jeg tror også på, at du kan bede det for andre mennesker.
And I also think you can pray it for this church.
Og jeg tror også på, at du kan bede det for den her kirke.
Me and Karen sometimes find ourselves praying for you as a family here in Middelfart.
Ofte så finder Karen og jeg opdager, så beder vi for kirken her for
Holy
den her familie
Spirit,
i huset.
The perfect plan that you have for this church.
Helligånd, den perfekte plan, som du har for denne her kirke.
Cause it to happen.
Få det til at ske.
Bring us into it.
Før os ind i det.
Because how many of us know that it's only the Holy Spirit really that can make it happen.
For det er virkelig kun Helligånden, der kan få det til at ske.
We can't make things happen.
Vi kan ikke få ting til at ske.
We have the privilege of stepping into what God is preparing for us.
Men vi har det privilegie, at vi kan vælge at træde ind i det, som Gud har forberedt for os.
And not asking God to step into what we're preparing for God.
I stedet for at bede Gud om at steppe ind eller træde ind i det, som vi har skabt, som vi synes han skal gøre.
Very different way of thinking.
Det er en helt anden måde at tænke på.
David seemed to get it.
Og det ser David ud til at have fanget.
I actually think even me and Karen coming back to the Bible College to be teachers there.
Jeg tror faktisk, at det, at Karen og jeg er kommet tilbage til Bibelskolen i Kolding for at være lærer der,
was always our destiny.
altid har været planen for vores liv.
I remember even when we left the Bible College.
Jeg husker helt tilbage, da vi forlod Bibelskolen.
To go back to Wales and we became pastors in a church there.
For at tage tilbage og blive præster i en kirke i Wales.
And it wasn't long before we had a prophetic word.
Det var ikke længe før vi fik et profetisk ord.
That one day we would come back to Denmark.
Om at vi en dag skulle tilbage til Danmark.
And we had only just left Denmark.
Og vi var kun lige taget afsted.
And God was saying, "You'll go back."
Og Gud sagde, I skal tilbage.
And that word was given by a lady who was very prophetic.
Det ord blev givet til os fra en meget profetisk dame.
She was the wife of the national leader from years ago, Teddy Howells. I don't know if you've ever met Teddy.
Hun var gift med en leder, national leder Teddy Howells, som var for år tilbage.
So a lovely lady called Ruth Howells. She prophesied over us. You will go back to Denmark.
Så den her fantastiske kvinde kaldt Ruth Howells, hun profeterede over os, at vi skulle tilbage til Danmark.
And all the way through our journey of being in the UK, we've had these prophetic words. You will go back.
Og hele vejen gennem den tid vi var i England, så har vi haft det her ord om at vi skulle tilbage.
So when it came up on the you know, as an idea, it wasn't a total surprise.
Så da det kom op som en idé, så var det ikke nogen stor overraskelse for os.
And so I believe that we're walking in God's will right now.
Så jeg tror på at vi går i Guds vilje for os lige nu.
And it's such a great experience.
Og det føles så godt.
To feel like you're walking in the perfect will of God.
At mærke at man går i Guds perfekte vilje.
And I pray that God would cause each and every single one of us.
Og jeg beder om at Gud ham vil få en hver af os
to walk in the will of God.
Til at vandre i hans vilje for os.
I love what Paul says about David in Acts 13.
Jeg elsker hvad Paulus siger omkring David i Apostlenes Gerninger 13.
He says that David served his generation.
Han siger at David tjente sin generation.
And fulfilled his purpose.
Og fuldførte det formål der var for ham.
And then was taken after he died, he was taken to be with God.
Og da han døde, så blev han taget væk til at være sammen med Gud.
I hope that God says something like that about me.
Og det håber jeg også Gud en dag vil sige om mig.
And about you.
Om jer.
We served our generation.
At vi har tjent vores generation.
And we fulfilled the will of God for our lives.
Og vi har fuldført Guds vilje for vores liv.
And we'll fulfill it before we go on to be with the Lord.
Og at vi får lov til at fuldføre det inden vi får lov til at komme hjem og være sammen med Herren.
When I think of Jeremiah.
Når jeg tænker på Jeremias.
Here's a fascinating scripture.
Så var der der er også et fascinerende skriftsted.
In Jeremiah 1 verse 5.
I Jeremias 1 vers 5.
God says to Jeremiah.
Der siger Gud til Jeremias.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Så Jeremias bog 1 vers 5 står der, før jeg dannede dig i moders liv, kendte jeg dig. Før du kom ud af moders skød, helligede jeg dig. Jeg gjorde dig til profet for folkene.
Isn't that awesome to think of?
Er det ikke fantastisk at tænke på?
David takes it as far back as, you know, being in our mother's womb.
Så David han tager os helt tilbage til der hvor vi var i vores mødres mave.
Jeremiah takes it back even before that.
Og Jeremias tager det endnu længere tilbage.
He said, "Before you were even in your mother's womb, I had a plan for you."
Han tager tilbage og så siger han allerede inden du overhovedet var i din mors mave, så havde jeg en plan for dig.
That's so incredible to think of.
Det er fuldstændig utroligt at tænke på.
And I hope it gives us such a sense of value.
Jeg håber på, at det giver os sådan en oplevelse af at være værdifulde.
That even before we were in our mother's womb.
At helt før vi overhovedet var i maven på vores
mødre. We were in God's mind.
Så havde Gud en tanke for os.
And God was already making a plan for our lives before we came along.
Og han var allerede i gang med at lave en plan for vores liv inden vi overhovedet opstod.
Isn't that awesome to think of?
Er det ikke fantastisk at tænke på?
I hope that gives you such a deep sense of value.
Jeg håber virkelig det giver dig en dyb fornemmelse af værdi.
That God would think of us like that.
At Gud han tænker på os på den måde.
And then lastly, just to talk about quickly Paul's what Paul says about himself.
Og så bare lige til sidst for at sige hvad Paul han siger om sig selv.
And then we'll start unpacking some thoughts around it.
Og så prøver vi at pakke lidt ud, hvad det er, der bliver sagt omkring det.
Galatians 1, verse 15-16. Paul says, but when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me, that I may preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being.
Så i Galaterbrevet 1, vers 15-16, der siger Paulus sådan her, men da Gud, der havde udset mig fra moders liv og kaldet mig ved sin nåde, besluttede at åbenbare sin søn for mig, for at jeg skulle forkynde evangeliet om ham blandt hedningerne, rådførte jeg mig ikke med nogen af kød og blod.
So David takes it back to our mother's womb.
Så David han tager os tilbage til der hvor vi var i vores mødres mave.
Jeremiah takes it back even before that and he takes it back into eternity.
Og Jeremias tager os tilbage til endnu før det, og faktisk til evigheden.
Paul says that he was set apart from his mother's womb.
Paulus siger også, at han var også taget fra at være forudbestemt fra sin mors mave.
But what's very interesting about Paul?
Men det der er meget interessant omkring Paulus.
Is the way that he was living before he became a Christian.
Det er den måde han levede på før han blev kristen.
You would not have ever thought that this guy was going to find God's will for his life.
Så ville du aldrig have troet at han den her fyr nogensinde skulle finde Guds vilje for hans liv.
He was actually fighting against God.
Han kæmpede faktisk imod Gud.
And I think the encouraging part about this.
Og det der er opmuntrende omkring det her.
Is that it doesn't matter how much off track we go.
Det er at uanset hvor meget uden for Guds vilje vi kommer.
That book that's written is still there.
Så er den bog Gud har skrevet om vores liv der stadigvæk.
We can always step back into the purpose of God.
Og vi kan altid vælge at træde tilbage ind i det formål som Gud har for os. Er det ikke fantastisk at tænke
på? There's always hope.
Der er altid håb.
That the God's purpose for us is always available.
Guds formål for os er der altid.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of a few stories.
Jeg tænkte på et par historier.
When I was thinking about this, people coming back on track, you know.
Da jeg tænkte på det her med mennesker der kommer tilbage på sporet.
When me and Karen were pastoring a church in Wales.
Da Karen og jeg vi var præster i en kirke i Wales.
A guy walked into the church one morning.
Så kom der en dag en fyr gående ind i kirken.
His name is Vic.
Hans navn var Vic.
And so what happened is that I was prepared to preach a message, a particular message.
Det der skete, det var at jeg var i gang med at forberede et helt bestemt budskab til den morgen.
And when he walked into the church.
Og da han kom ind.
I says the Holy Spirit say to me, I want you to change your message.
Så oplevede Helligånden sagde til mig, du skal ændre det budskab du er ved at lave.
Okay, Lord, you're gonna have to give me one quickly.
Så sagde jeg, okay Gud, så må du godt nok give mig et nyt budskab hurtigt.
And all of a sudden God spoke to me.
Men lige der så talte Gud til mig.
I want you to tell the story of Samson.
Så sagde Gud til mig, jeg vil have at du skal fortælle historien om Samson.
How Samson had this covenant relationship with God.
Hvordan Samson havde den her pagt med Gud.
And then squandered it.
Og så droppede den.
Ended up in the hands of the enemy.
Endte op i fjendens hænder.
And they took his eyes out and made him blind.
Og de tog hans øjne ud og gjorde ham blind.
But his last experience would be greater than the former one.
Men hans sidste oplevelse ville blive bedre end den tidligere.
So God gives me this message now to preach and I preach this message.
Så Gud giver mig det budskab og jeg prædiker det.
And there's this guy Vic sitting in the church crying his eyes out.
Og ham fyren Vic her, han sidder bare i kirken og græder.
Anyway, afterwards he told us his story.
Nå, uanset hvad, så efterfølgende så fortalte han vores sin historie.
He said I used to be a Christian, I used to go to church many years ago.
Han fortalte at han havde været en kristen og han plejede at gå i kirke.
And I've ended up becoming an alcoholic.
Og han var endt med at blive alkoholiker.
He said sometimes I'm in so desperate need of alcohol.
Nogle gange så har jeg sådan desperat behov for alkohol.
That I will even drink aftershave.
At jeg endda vil drikke aftershave.
It's got a little bit of alcohol in it, you know.
Fordi der er en lille smule alkohol i det.
And he said, but I recently I've been having this experience.
Men her på det sidste så har jeg haft den her oplevelse.
So what he was doing was that he was in his kitchen and he'd be drinking cans of lager.
Så det han har oplevet det var at han har stået i sit køkken og drukket dåser med øl.
And then he put his can of lager on the kitchen table.
Så han stillede dåsen med øl på sit køkkenbord.
And he'd walk out into his back garden.
Så han går ud i haven.
And he'd shout out on the top of his voice.
Og så han råbte så højt han kunne.
Shouting to God now.
Råbte til Gud.
What do you want?
Hvad er det du vil?
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being that guy's neighbor?
Prøv at forestille dig at være hans nabo.
Like, what do you want?
Hvad vil du have?
And then the next night.
Og så næste aften.
He's drinking lager in his kitchen again.
Så drak han en dåse øl igen i sit køkken.
Puts it back on his table, walks out his back garden.
Så stiller han den igen på bordet og går ud i baghaven.
That's exactly the same thing again.
Gør nøjagtigt det samme igen.
What do you want?
Hvad vil du have?
What do you want?
Hvad vil du have?
He's desperate. He's crying out and he's asking God, what do you want from me?
Og han er desperat og råber til Gud, hvad er det du vil have fra mig?
He does that for about a week.
Det gør han i cirka en uge.
And then all of a sudden one night.
Og så pludselig en aften.
Puts his can on the table and he walks out his back garden.
Så stiller han dåsen fra sig på bordet og går ud i baghaven.
Just shouts out, what do you want?
Og råber, hvad vil du have?
And as soon as he said it that time, he heard a voice as clear as a bell come back to him.
Og den her gang så hører han lige så tydeligt som var det en klokke, en stemme der kommer tilbage til ham.
He knew he was God.
Og han vidste det var Gud.
And God simply said this to him.
Og Gud sagde helt enkelt til ham.
Just you.
Bare dig.
I just want you.
Jeg vil bare have dig.
Anyway, he went on a process and he ended up back in church.
Så han gik i gang med en proces og han kom tilbage til kirken.
But because he had drunk so much alcohol, he had damaged his liver like a lot.
Men han havde fået drukket sig til en leverskade.
So he ended up being taken into hospital.
Så han endte med at skulle på hospitalet.
And was literally on his deathbed. They said you probably won't make it till the morning.
Og de sagde til ham, du klarer den nok ikke ind til i morgen tidlig.
And so a few of us went into the hospital to pray for him.
Så et par stykker af os tog ind på hospitalet og bad for ham.
And we laid hands on him and prayed for him.
Vi lagde vores hænder på ham og bad.
Anyway, God healed him.
Og Gud helbredte ham.
Totally.
Fuldstændig.
Totally got healed.
Fuldstændig
helbredt. He went back to the doctors through the week.
I løbet af ugen tog han tilbage til til lægerne.
And the doctor looked at his liver.
Og lægerne kiggede på hans lever.
It's actually really funny when you know the way he's describing it, the way Vic is describing it.
Det er faktisk lidt sjovt når han selv fortæller om det.
Because the doctor is so shocked by how good his liver is now.
Fordi lægen han er så chokeret over hvor god hans lever er blevet.
He says to him, "Your liver is better than mine."
Han siger til ham, "Din lever er bedre end min nu."
That is what this doctor says to him.
Og det siger lægen til ham.
He said, "In fact, I don't know why the doctor said this."
Jeg ved egentlig ikke hvorfor lægen sagde det.
It's kind of funny.
Men det er lidt sjovt.
He said your liver is so good that you could join the Marines.
Din lever er så god så du faktisk kan turde tage i søværnet.
But he got completely healed.
Men han var fuldstændig helbredt.
Vic now still today is going on really well with the Lord.
Og Vic han er stadig på sin god rejse med Gud.
A great evangelist in the community, everybody knows his story.
Han er blevet en stor evangelist i området, alle kender hans historie.
Now there's a guy who had lost his way completely.
Så det var en fyr der fuldstændig havde mistet vejen eller
and even spiritually speaking had his eyes taken out, he was blind.
Og spirituelt set så havde han fået taget sine øjne ud og var blevet helt blind.
But God called him back.
Men Gud kaldte ham tilbage.
There's another story I was thinking of.
Der var en anden historie jeg tænkte på.
Of well I can't remember her husband's name now.
Jeg kan ikke lige huske navnet.
There was a lovely lady who used to come to our church, Doinwin. Doinwin her name was. It's very Welsh name. Doinwin.
Der var en kvinde med et meget walisisk navn som hed Doinwin. And som kom i vores kirke.
Her husband used to drop her off to church, but he would never come into the church.
Hendes mand plejede at sætte hende af uden for kirken, for han ville ikke med ind i kirken.
And so she was very faithful. She'd be in church every Sunday, but he would just drop her off and he'd drive off.
Hun var meget trofast. Hun gik i kirke hver søndag, men han satte hende bare af og kørte videre.
And when the service finished, he'd come back and pick her back up after later.
Så når gudstjenesten var slut, så kom han tilbage og hentede hende.
Sometimes I used to see him, you know, dropping her off in the car.
Nogle gange så jeg ham, når han satte hende af.
I could see in his face, he was very bitter, a lot of bitterness.
Og jeg kunne se en masse bitterhed i hans ansigt.
So anyway, I asked a few questions and I discovered.
Så jeg spurgte et par spørgsmål og jeg opdagede
that he used to be an elder in that church many years before.
Han har været en del af ledelsen i den kirke mange år tidligere.
And I don't know all the details.
Jeg kender ikke alle detaljerne.
Well, even if I did, I wouldn't share them.
Og hvis jeg gjorde, ville jeg ikke dele dem.
But something had happened.
Men der skete et eller andet.
And he ended up being disciplined.
Og han blev sat på plads.
And when he got disciplined, he got very bitter.
Og da han blev sat på plads i den her sammenhæng, så blev han meget bitter.
And he left the church.
Og han forlod kirken.
And didn't come back.
Og kom ikke tilbage.
He just dropped his wife off every week.
Sat bare konen af uden for døren.
So one morning I gets out of the car, me and Karen get out of the car, and we're walking down towards the church on a Sunday morning.
Så en morgen, da Karen og jeg stiger ud af bilen og på vej hen til kirken.
And as I walk down, I can see this guy dropping Doinwin off, his, you know, again.
Og da jeg er på vej hen til kirken, så kan jeg se den her fyr sætte sin kone af.
And I looked at him.
Og jeg så på ham.
And as soon as I looked at him, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me.
Og da jeg kiggede på ham, så hørte jeg Helligånden sige til mig.
It's time for him to come home.
Det er tid til at han skal komme hjem.
It's time for him to come home.
Det er tid til at han skal komme
hjem. Now, how many of us know that can mean one of two things?
Og de fleste af os ved, at det kan betyde en eller to ting.
It can either mean it's time for him to come home.
Det kan enten betyde, at han skal dø op til Gud.
Or it's time for him to come back to the church.
Eller at han skal komme tilbage til kirken.
Or come back to the Lord.
Eller tilbage til Herren.
It turned out to be that both came true.
Det endte med at begge dele skete.
Not long after.
Ikke længe efter.
He was diagnosed with cancer.
Så blev han fik han konstateret kræft.
He'd been given a certain amount of time to live.
Og fik sat udsigt til en bestemt antal dage eller
and
tid.
In that period of time.
Og i løbet af den periode.
He re-met God.
Så kom han tilbage til Gud.
And something had happened in this guy which was absolutely profound.
Og der var sket et eller andet inde i den her fyr, som var fuldstændig flot og pænt dejligt.
I remember getting a message from his wife one day, Doinwin.
Jeg husker, at jeg fik en besked fra hans kone en dag.
She said, "Oh, my husband wants you to go and visit him in the hospital."
Min mand ønsker, at du skal komme og besøge ham på hospitalet.
So I went to visit him.
Så jeg tog hen og besøgte ham.
I will never forget it for the rest of my life what this guy was like.
Og jeg vil aldrig nogensinde i mit liv glemme, hvordan den her mand var blevet.
He was like a completely different person.
Det var som om han var en helt anden person.
I remember him as just being very bitter.
Jeg husker ham som værende meget bitter.
But not this time.
Men ikke den her gang.
He was sitting up in his bed.
Han sad i sin seng.
And he was squeezing my hand like this.
Og han klemte min hånd sådan her.
And there were tears streaming down his face.
Og der løb tårer ned af hans ansigt.
And he'd close his eyes like this and he'd look up and his face looked like angelic.
Og han lukkede øjnene og kiggede op og hans ansigt så helt engleagtigt ud.
And he would squeeze my hand and he just kept on saying the same thing.
Og han klemte bare min hånd og blev ved med at sige det samme.
He just squeezed my hand and said, Neil, the wasted years, the wasted years.
Han blev bare ved med at klemme min hånd og sige, Neil, alle de spildte år, alle de spildte år.
The wasted years, Neil.
De spildte år, de spildte år.
And just cry and cry and cry.
Og han græd.
This guy was having a full, deep repentance going on with the Lord.
Og den her mand, han havde en fuldstændig overgivelse til Herren.
You know, he was in a room with other people in our hospital room, but he did not care.
Han var i et rum med en masse andre mennesker på det her hospital, men han var ligeglad.
And obviously that word that God gave me is time for him to come home.
Og tydeligvis det ord som Gud gav mig om at det var tid for ham til at komme hjem.
Came true.
Det kom til at ske.
But how faithful is God?
Men hvor trofast er Gud?
Right even to the end of the, on his deathbed.
Selv på hans dødsleje.
God was still wanting to reach out to him.
Så var Gud stadig aktiv og rakt ud til ham.
Who knows what impact that has made on the rest of the family?
Hvem ved hvilken indflydelse det har haft på resten af familien?
How many of us know that until you breathe your last breath, there is still a purpose for us?
Hvor mange af os ved, at indtil du trækker vejret for sidste gang, så er der stadigvæk et formål?
That's so absolutely awesome.
Det er fuldstændig fantastisk.
You know, God has spoken to me about all these verses in different ways.
Gud han har talt til mig om de her vers på forskellige måder.
So the first one was me getting a prophetic word. Actually, like Jeremiah.
Så det første det var, at jeg fik et profetisk ord, faktisk lidt ligesom Jeremias.
I had a prophetic word from a prophet once.
Jeg fik et profetisk ord fra en profet.
And actually quoted that scripture. I knew you before you were born.
Og han citerede det her skrift. Jeg kendte dig før du blev født.
And it was just one of those things that was like it was impacting. It wasn't just words, you know. I knew you before you were born.
Og det påvirkede mig. Du ved et af de der ord, hvor man bare jeg kendte dig før du blev født.
And I set you apart for a reason.
Og jeg har sat dig til side for en særlig grund.
How many know that there's a lot of tears in those kind of moments, you know, when you just wow.
Hvor mange af jer ved, at man græder en masse tårer i sådan nogle øjeblikke?
When I think of my life and how off track I went.
Når jeg tænker på mit liv og hvor meget væk fra planen jeg kom.
But yet God saying, I knew you before you were born and I set you apart. I had a plan for you.
Så sagde Gud alligevel til mig, jeg kendte dig før du blev født og jeg har en plan for dit liv.
Also like David, or actually like Paul, when Paul says, I was set apart from my mother's womb.
Faktisk på samme måde som Paulus, når han siger, jeg var sat til side fra tiden i min mors mave.
Some of you have already heard me referring to this story before.
Der er nogle af jer, der allerede har hørt mig referere til den her historie før.
But after I became a Christian when I was 28 years old.
Men efter jeg blev en kristen som 28-årig.
I found out that I was dedicated as a baby in the church.
Så fandt jeg ud af, at jeg var blevet bedt for i kirken som barn.
Do any of you remember that story I shared before?
Er der nogen af jer, der kan huske, at jeg delte det sidst, jeg var her?
My mother took me to an apostolic church back in South Wales.
Hvordan min mor hun tog mig med til en apostolsk kirke i Wales, when jeg var en lille, da jeg var en lille baby.
I can't remember it, but I was told after.
Jeg kan ikke huske det, men jeg har fået det at vide.
And one of the pastors prayed for me and dedicated me to the Lord.
Og en af præsterne bad for mig og velsignede mig og gav mig til Herren.
I was 28 years old before that, but before that came true.
Jeg var 28 år gammel før det blev en virkelighed.
About me actually really stepping into a relationship with the Lord.
Hvor jeg faktisk virkelig trådte ind i et forhold til Gud.
Yeah, and I've told you before, you know, how I went up to that guy and said, "Oh, I heard you dedicated me as a baby."
Og jeg har fortalt jer før, hvordan jeg gik hen til den fyr og sagde, "Jeg hører du bad for mig som baby."
And that cheesy little grin on his face, you know,
og det
saying, "Yeah, didn't I do a good job of it?"
Og det lille sjove grin på hans ansigt, hvor han sagde, "Ja, det gjorde jeg vel nok godt."
But you know what's amazing is that pastor that dedicated me as a baby.
Og det fantastiske er, at den præst der bad for mig som baby.
One night when his son is also a pastor.
Hans søn er også blevet præst.
And one night his he was preaching in the church, his the son.
En aften da sønnen prædikede i kirken.
And I was in a hospital in a bed in a hospital about a mile and a half down the road.
Og jeg var lå i en hospitalsseng cirka en mil derfra.
I nearly died.
Jeg var tæt på at dø.
After a drug overdose.
Af en overdosis.
And I was in that bed. I was in there for about 3 days.
Og jeg lå i den seng i 3 dage.
And my mother went to the church one night.
Så gik min mor hen i kirken en af de aftener.
And the pastor was preaching a message.
Og præsten var i gang med at prædike et budskab.
And then at the end of the message asked if people wanted to come forward to pray for family members.
Og i slutningen af det budskab så spurgte han om der var nogen der ønskede at komme frem og bede for familiemedlemmer.
My mother went forward to receive prayer.
Min mor hun gik frem for at modtage bøn.
And my mother has told me since what she said to him.
Og efterfølgende har hun fortalt mig, hvad hun sagde til ham.
She said, "How can I be happy in heaven knowing my son is in hell?"
Hvordan kan jeg glæde mig i himlen, når jeg ved, at min søn er i helvede?
So they prayed together there and then.
Så de bad sammen der.
You know, I'm in a hospital bed, not far away.
Og jeg ligger i en hospitalseng ikke langt derfra.
But I believe that something happens in those moments.
Men jeg tror på, at der skete noget i det øjeblik.
That prayer meant something.
Den bøn betød noget.
And somehow God was working in my life and he was going to bring me to himself.
Og på en eller anden måde så arbejdede Gud i mit liv på at jeg skulle komme tilbage til ham.
I ended up becoming one of the pastors in that church that I'm talking about.
Og jeg endte med at blive præst i den kirke som jeg taler om.
That pastor that prayed for me and dedicated me as a baby.
Den præst som bad for mig som baby.
I became his pastor.
Blev jeg præst for.
Not only that, I became a colleague with his son, the guy who had prayed for me when I was in hospital.
Ikke bare det, jeg blev også kollega med hans søn, som var den præst, der bad for mig, mens jeg lå på hospitalet.
You know, I sometimes get the feeling like that God is just doing this stuff to rub the devil's nose in it.
Nogle gange så får jeg den oplevelse, at Gud han gør bare det her for sådan rigtig at tvære det ud i ansigtet på djævlen.
I mean, how does that happen?
Hvordan kan det ske?
It's like God's going, you see what I will do.
Ligesom om Gud han gør sådan her til djævlen, se hvad jeg kan.
Yeah, this guy is not a waste of space.
Den her fyr, han er ikke bare spild.
Like the teachers, my school teachers used to tell me, you know.
Det plejede min lærer at sige til mig, at jeg var spild af plads.
Oh Neil, you'll never amount to anything. That's what they used to tell.
De sagde Neil, du bliver aldrig til noget.
One of my school teachers actually said this to me one day.
Der var faktisk en skolelærer der sagde sådan her til mig en dag.
Harvey, I think more of the slugs in the bottom of my garden than I think of you.
Harvey, slugs?
Slugs like snails.
Ah okay. Yeah. Jeg tænker højere tanker om sneglene i min baghave end jeg tænker om dig, Harvey.
You wouldn't be able to get away with that now. You know, you'd be fired.
Du ville blive fyret hvis du sagde den slags som lærer i dag, ikke?
But how many of us know that when we were younger it wasn't like that, right?
Men vi ved vist godt alle sammen, sådan var det ikke da vi var yngre.
Some of the teachers were brutal.
Nogle af de lærere, de var brutale.
I mean that same teacher.
Den samme lærer.
Asked me for a fight one day.
Spurgte om jeg ville slås en dag.
Can you believe that?
Ja, det er ikke utroligt.
So one day we were doing sports.
Så en dag vi havde sportsundervisning.
And it was a really hot day.
Og det var virkelig varmt.
Which we're looking forward to in Denmark soon.
Hvilket vi gerne snart vil have i Danmark.
And I was really hot and I came out of sports.
Og jeg var virkelig svedig og kom ud fra idrætstimen.
I'm going to be so hot if I put a shirt and tie and my jumper on like full school uniform.
Jeg tænkte det bliver alt for varmt at tage min fulde skoleuniform på.
So I just put my jumper on, like a little V-neck jumper.
Så jeg tog bare lige en t-shirt på.
And I was walking down the corridor.
Og jeg gik ned ad gangen.
And I bumped into this teacher.
Og så stødte jeg på den her lærer.
And he absolutely hated me.
Og han hadede mig fuldstændig.
I can't think why, for any reason, but he hated me.
Jeg ved ikke hvorfor, for en eller anden grund, men han hadede
and
mig.
And he said, "Harvey, get in my office."
Og han sagde, "Harvey, ind på mit kontor."
So I goes into his office.
Så jeg gik ind på hans kontor.
And this is what he says to me.
Og han sagde det her til mig.
And he's literally speaking through his teeth. He's so angry.
Og han var så sur, han sagde det ud mellem tænderne.
He says, "Harvey, I hate you."
Han sagde, "Harvey, jeg hader dig."
He said, "You and me,
dig og mig," sagde han,
"down the field,
nede på marken,
20 to 4, 3:40,
20 to 3:40,
yeah, after class,
efter skoletid,
off the books," he said, me and you,
uden for bøgerne, dig og mig.
Can you believe your
slås.
Headmaster?
Er det ikke utroligt?
Asking you for a fight.
Skolelederen beder dig om
you
at komme ud og slås.
Can you? It's absolutely crazy.
Det er fuldstændig skørt.
My teachers obviously didn't see much in me.
Min lærer så tydeligvis ikke særlig meget i mig.
I neither did police officers.
Og det gjorde politiet heller ikke.
Harvey will always be like this.
Harvey vil altid være sådan der.
I want to say God had another plan.
Og jeg er nødt til at sige, at Gud havde en anden plan.
Apparently there's a book written about me when all this was going on.
Der er tydeligvis en bog, som er skrevet omkring mig, som var der, mens alt det her foregik.
There was a book.
Der var en bog.
And God was going, you wait and see.
Og Gud han sagde, bare vent og se.
You wait and see what I'll do with this little kid.
Bare vent og se, hvad jeg vil gøre med den her
you
lille dreng.
You wait and see what I'll do with this boy.
Bare se, hvad jeg vil gøre med
I'll
den her
transform
dreng.
His life.
Jeg vil forvandle hans
and
liv.
And I'll use him.
Og jeg vil bruge ham.
As a testimony.
Som et vidnesbyrd.
In all the community.
I hele området.
Come on, is that awesome?
Come
Thank
on.
You, Jesus.
Det er det ikke fantastisk. Tak,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. God
tak,
is
Jesus.
so good.
Gud er så god.
And like I said earlier, I've also had a revelation of this book, this Psalm 139.
Og som jeg sagde tidligere, så har jeg også haft en åbenbaring omkring den her salme 139.
When God talks about this book.
Da når Gud taler om den her bog.
And me and Karen pray about that often.
Og det beder Karen og jeg ofte over.
I so believe it's true.
Jeg
I believe there's a book.
Jeg tror så meget på at den bog er der.
Once again, I don't know if it's physical.
Igen, jeg ved ikke om den er der fysisk.
I don't know if it's metaphorical.
Eller om det er en metafor.
But it's definitely in God's mind.
Men det er helt sikkert i Guds hoved.
All the days that were you've already ordained for me and are written in a book.
Alle dine dage er allerede fastlagt for dig og skrevet i en bog.
And we pray about that often.
Og det beder vi ofte over.
I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer.
I keep encouraging us, keep praying about that perfect plan that God has for your life.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre os alle sammen til at blive ved med at bede for den perfekte plan for Gud har for hver enkelt liv.
I'd like to pray for it in a moment actually. We will do that in a moment.
Og lige om lidt så beder vi for det.
Because I don't know, I think because I've had a revelation of this.
Fordi jeg har fået en åbenbaring af det her.
I feel like I've got a bit of an anointing on it, and I'd love to pray about it.
Så føler jeg lidt, at jeg har fået en salvelse omkring det her også, og jeg elsker at bede for det.
That it's what I call like a spiritual click.
Det er ligesom et spirituelt klik.
Where things will just click into place.
Hvor de bare tingene falder ligesom på plads spirituelt.
And I'd love to pray about that in a moment for us.
Det vil jeg gerne bede for om lidt.
But I just want to finish off on just two very quick things.
Jeg vil bare gerne lige slutte af med to hurtige ting.
Number one, I don't think this is just about us.
For det første så tror jeg ikke kun det handler om os.
I think we can pray about other people.
Jeg tror på at vi kan bede for andre mennesker.
People prayed for me all my life.
Folk har bedt for mig hele mit liv.
Because I went to Sunday school when I was a child.
For jeg gik i søndagsskole da jeg var barn.
And when I first became a Christian.
Og da jeg blev en kristen.
I remember my mother telling me.
Der husker jeg min mor fortalte mig.
You know there was a lovely old lady that used to teach me in Sunday school.
Om den her fantastiske gamle dame som plejede at undervise i søndagsskole.
Her name is Vi Haynes.
Hendes navn er Vi Haynes.
She's gone to be with the Lord now.
Hun er hjemme hos Jesus nu.
I remember my mother saying to me one day.
Men jeg husker min mor sagde til mig en gang.
Vi Haynes has been praying for you all your life.
At denne her dame Vi Haynes har bedt for dig hele dit liv.
That is amazing commitment.
Det er et fuldstændig fantastisk
forpligtelse. I believe I'm standing here today.
Jeg tror på at jeg står her i dag.
By the grace of God.
På grund af Guds nåde.
But it's those prayers have been part of the story.
Men de bønner har været en del af historien.
And I remember calling her one day.
Og jeg kan huske, jeg ringede til hende en dag.
And calling her and saying, "Vi, do you remember me? This is Neil Harvey here."
Og jeg sagde, "Hey, kan du huske mig? Det er Neil Harvey her."
She said, "Yes, boy. Of course I remember you."
Ja, selvfølgelig kan jeg huske dig.
And I just said, "Thank you so much." And I was crying. Thank you so much for praying for me all my life.
Og jeg græd og jeg sagde bare tusind tak fordi du har bedt for mig hele mit liv.
I still remember her answer, you know.
Og jeg kan stadig huske hendes svar.
She said, "You're welcome, boy. Don't worry. I pray for lots of people."
Hun sagde, "Åh, det skal du ikke tage dig. Jeg beder for mange."
And me and Karen know at least another person that's okay. Also come to the Lord because Vi Haynes prayed for them all their life.
Og Karen og jeg kender mindst en anden person, der også er kommet tilbage til Herren, fordi den her dame har bedt for dem.
That's Mark Pierce.
Og det er Mark Pierce.
We have a friend, Mark Pierce,
en from back venner. Home,
and he used to deliver newspapers to Vi Haynes's house.
Og Mark han plejede at komme med avisen til hende her ved hans hus.
And Vi Haynes used to come out and say, "I'm praying for you, boy."
Og når han kom med avisen, så plejede hun at komme ud af døren og sige, "Jeg beder for dig,
dreng. For you, boy."
Jeg beder for dig.
And years later.
Og så, mange år senere.
Also in prison.
Også i fængsel.
Mark Pierce had an encounter with God.
Så havde Mark Pierce også en oplevelse med Gud.
So we keep praying.
Så vi skal bare blive ved med at bede.
We keep praying. I think our prayers can bring people into the perfect will of God.
Jeg tror på, at vores bønner kan være med til at bringe andre mennesker ind i Guds perfekte vilje for deres liv.
And like I said earlier.
Og som jeg sagde tidligere.
I think it can also work for churches.
Så tror jeg, at det kan virke for kirker.
Families. You can apply it to anything.
Familier. Alt.
And I pray in the name of Jesus that we would experience.
Og jeg beder i Jesu navn om at vi må opleve.
Like a spiritual click that it would keep clicking.
Et åndeligt klik at det må blive ved med at klikke.
And that God would cause us to walk in the perfect will of God, that book that's written.
Og at Gud han vil kalde os til at vandre i det perfekte plan, som han har lagt for os, som han har skrevet i bogen.
I'd love to pray for us before I hand it back over to Birgit.
Så inden jeg slutter af, vil jeg gerne bede for os.
Would you feel comfortable with that? Can I pray for you?
Er I komfortable med det? Er det okay, jeg beder for jer?
Yeah, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Far, i Jesu navn.
Thank you for the book that's written about us.
Tak for den bog, der er skrevet om os.
Thank you for the perfect plan of God that's written about us.
Tak for Guds perfekte plan, der er skrevet for os.
Lord, thank you that you even had it in mind before we were born.
Tak fordi du allerede havde tænkt det, inden vi blev født.
Even when we were born, it was like something spoken over us somehow.
Selv da vi blev født, så var det som noget, der var talt over os allerede.
Even if we're off track, it's always there.
Selvom vi kommer og bliver afsporet, så er det der altid.
And I pray for every single one of us.
Og jeg beder for hver eneste af os.
Lord, whilst we got breath in our lungs, we know it's not over.
Altså længe vi har luft i lungerne, så ved vi, at det ikke er slut.
And we say, Lord, would we be like David?
Og Herre, vi beder, må vi være ligesom David?
Who served our generation and fulfilled God's plan for us.
At vi kan tjene vores generation og fuldføre Guds plan for os.
Holy Spirit, would you come now?
Helligånd, vil du komme nu
in a fresh way,
på en ny og frisk måde,
and cause each and every single one of us,
og få hver af os
to walk in the pages of that book.
Til at vandre, som det står skrevet i hver af vores bøger.
Let there be some sort of spiritual click that helps us to go deeper and deeper into your will.
Lad der være et åndeligt klik, som hjælper os til at gå dybere og dybere ind i din vilje.
Lord, we also pray for family members.
Herre, vi beder også for familiemedlemmer.
Those that don't know you.
Dem der ikke kender dig.
Father, we believe in the name of Jesus, there's a plan for them.
Herre, vi tror i Jesu navn på, at der også er en plan for dem.
Lord, if Paul the apostle can get saved, then anybody can.
Herre, hvis apostlen Paulus kunne blive reddet, så kan enhver blive reddet.
We pray for family members.
Og vi beder for familiemedlemmer.
That don't know you.
Som ikke kender dig.
Lord, Holy Spirit, cause them to step into something.
Herre, få dem til at træde ind i noget.
Yes, do it to them like you did it to me.
Gør det for dem, som du gjorde for mig.
Cause them to step in.
Få dem til at træde ind.
Father, for this community.
Herre, for det her, for den her, det her fællesskab.
The plan and the purpose that you have for this community.
Den plan og det formål, du har for det her
Holy
fællesskab.
Spirit, we give you permission.
Helligånd, vi giver dig tilladelse.
To come and make it a reality.
Til at komme og gøre det en realitet.
Cause this community to come into what you see for it.
For det her fællesskab til at træde ind i det, som du har for os.
Yes, Lord, and also for this wonderful church.
Ja, og Herre, for denne her fantastiske kirke.
As here is a family in Middelfart.
Som en familie i Middelfart.
Father, I pray that you would keep anointing this church.
Herre, jeg beder dig om, at du bliver ved med at salve denne her kirke.
To flow.
Til at flyde.
In everything that you have in mind for it.
Med enhver ting, som du har tænkt for dem.
Give us everything that we need.
Giv os alt, hvad vi har brug for.
Anoint us with power.
Salve os med kraft.
Give us all the gifts that we need.
Giv os alle de gaver, vi har brug
Lord,
for.
Lord, release us into everything you have in mind.
Herre, sæt os fri til alt det, du har tænkt for os.
And we all said together.
Og alle sagde.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.